Do you use any of those?
Yeah, I do, but I, you know, just get them in a can from,
what,
from the store.
What do each of those look like?
Well, they're round, you know, and green. I mean, the butter, lima bean is a little more green than a, like a butter bean, I think. Butter bean is kind of pale.
That's the main difference between the color?
Sending back.
The difference between butter beans and lima beans is...
Well, I don't know. I thought that, you know, one was paler than the other.
Okay.
That's all I can think of.
And you take the tops of turnips and cook them, and you call that turnip?
Oh, I call it turnip greens.
What other kinds of greens besides turnips?
I don't know if sometimes, you know, people call it spinach that you cook, when you cook it, greens.
Okay.
But I can't think of any other kind right now. Oh, yeah, collard greens.
And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob, you call that?
I would call it corn on the cob.
Do you ever hear roasting ears?
I've heard of roasting an ear of corn.
But you never heard it called roasting ears?
No.
And the outside of the ear of corn is called the...
It would be the husk.
And the stringy stuff on it...
would be the a silk, I believe.
And the thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk...
would be the cob or the... Well, I guess this whole thing is the cob. I don't know.
What about the thing that hangs down from the graduation cap?
Oh, tassel?
And a little yellow crooked-necked vegetable.
Be a squash.
Are there different kinds or different
of
names?
Of squash? Oh, yes. Would you like to hear me?
Do they have different names?
You mean that particular kind of squash itself?
No, just any different kinds of squash.
Well, there are really two different categories of squash, summer squash and winter squash, and I forget which goes in which category, but like the crookneck, and there's zucchini, and acorn squash is real good.
What does acorn squash look like?
It looks like a giant acorn.
What color?
Oh, it's usually a dark green on the outside, and then it's kind of orange on the inside. It's good. It's really good if you bake it and put butter and cinnamon on it. So good. And then there's another little kind of, looks kind of like an acorn itself, but it's totally different. Kind of a pale, whitish green squash. You know, it has a softer cover and it doesn't have a hard shell, and I don't know the name of it.
What about a big orange thing you make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
It'd be a pumpkin.
And what different kinds of melons grow around here?
Well, watermelon, and I imagine cantaloupe and honeydew.
Is there any other name for cantaloupe or something similar?
Well, I got a melon today that reminds me of a cantaloupe. Of course, it shipped in from probably California someplace, called a Santa Claus melon.
Santa Claus?
Mm-hmm. And it's real good. It's that's the name of it, Santa Claus melon. But I'm sure it's not a native melon.
Have you ever heard of a musk melon or mush melon?
I've heard of a musk melon, but I don't really know what it is. I've just heard the word.
And a little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods or fields after it rains.
Well, a mushroom or